Pickaxe.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Hey, all. I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello everyone, welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes with me, Tom, playing Keelak Ad-Kalar, the bard slash cleric.
I am Chris Trott, I'm playing Lucius Viren Elwin Elenastro, and I am a high elf sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon, I'm playing Sentry, I am a guardian paladin.
Hi, I'm Katie, I'm playing Ayla, a wild elf barbarian.
And I'm Kim, I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
We're sponsored by D&D Beyond and Displate. Check them out with the links in the episode description and use the code HIGHROLLERS15 on Displate to get 15% off your order. Anyway, on to the episode. The team are over the wall and ready to continue their infiltration of the Abbey, but will things go to plan?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you, Sam, for fixing our issues. Weird ones, not what we thought, but it's done now. We're fixed. We're back.
Sorry.
Ready to play. The party are currently trying to infiltrate Bright Flame Abbey, where there are things going down.
Yeah.
They've already made the guards aware that something is going on, but they haven't been discovered just yet, as a series of skill challenges are still ongoing. The party currently are pressed up against a large bell tower. There is a door that leads into the bell tower. The bell tower itself is a stone building made from worked stone. There is a wooden door that leads in, and then at the very top you can see that there is a tiled roof and a large brass bell with two individuals keeping an eye out on the grounds who haven't seen you yet.
Well, we can't see that from where we are. We're like sidled right up against
it. No, but you saw it as you were sneaking in and stuff like that.
Vision,
you are currently like next to the door though. You could open the door and step in if you wanted to.
I just got a vision of Kronk from Emperor's New Groove like pressed up against the wall.
You can see a little bit of distance away from you, kind of past a few vegetable patches and some small, like, gardens, you can see another long building, a dormitory, with two guards, two Ashbringer militants, so wearing armor, shield, swords, stood guard in front of this building.
Okay. Does anyone know how we can get those two out of the way? So there should be a straight shot to the front door from there.
They're looking the other way, though.
They're looking at the
They are currently facing,
where we need to get to.
I will draw on here. They have a door here. And you have two guards here and here, and they're kind of facing this way right now.
Okay.
If we can draw them this way, and then we skirt around the back of the bell tower.
So they go around the back of the bell tower, or the front of the, well, we go the opposite side of the bell tower to where they are.
Yes.
Okay. Do we actually know what's in the abbey, by the way? Nightfrost, did you?
There are a selection of buildings. They seem to be mainly placed around a main cloister at its center.
So if we go through the front door, there could be people in there? There probably is.
It is slightly different to how it was last night, but there were people within, yes.
Is the cloister big or small?
It is quite large, the cloister.
Have they eaten it?
Nightfrost, don't answer that.
There's no sound. There's no response. A very confused silence.
I guess I can get up to the Abbey wall without being in the bell tower's line of sight, can't I?
Yes, if they look down.
Oh, yeah.
Bird!
Birdman!
And I can't, from where I am, like right up against the bell tower, I can't see through the windows and see people.
You can vaguely make out the signs of a church, maybe hear some murmuring, but there's people inside. You know that there are definitely people inside the Abbey.
Mm-hmm. Is Echo bigger than the windows?
Yes. Oh. The windows are very thin slits.
Yeah.
I think we need to steal some clothing.
What if we go out the bell tower and push them off the tower?
Whoa.
What? That probably would work.
I like that. Yeah.
I mean, that would.
Why would we do that?
The bell tower's very high up.
It would alert everybody.
70 feet tall.
Yeah.
But we can get in there through the door.
We can get in there, and if we push them off the top, it's going to make a hell of a noise, and also.
We could take their clothing.
That was the point.
But we'll be in the bell tower.
They're going to look immediately at the suspects.
And oversight. Carry on.
We should at least subdue them at the top.
That would at least get rid of.
Take their robes.
Their best vision.
Then we have two people that look like. These cultists.
And then we could take out the other two cultists by the dorms. And then we have two more robes.
True. So.
That's true. I'm just going to say it. None of you are strong enough to take one of these guys down.
Ayla?
I'm one person, there's two of them.
And the second strongest person on the team
is Teeny Tiny!
Tiny right now. But maybe she could use that as her advantage. She could jump on their backs. Claw at them.
I could take the ice.
I think the
no.
Tiny Sentry's even more scary. I like it.
She scrabbles.
She's scrappy.
She's got like a little, her axe is now half the size as well. It looks like a child's toy, but it's still very sharp.
We need to do it silently. I think all we do is just make sure we subdue them, their mouths, anything that makes noise.
Climb their backs.
And then we could all just, wait, are we gonna cut them?
No.
Sentry said that she would cut their throat, yes.
Tiny Sentry, did you just say you cut them?
How could you?
No, Tiny Sentry, yes.
What will I do? It's Tiny Sentry!
Sentry!
A pickle Sentry!
Anyway,
the worst episode.
I could go invisible and go up the bell tower and ring the bell really loud. That might get loads of people to come out.
But no, but
that will get their attention towards where we currently are.
You guys go somewhere else. What if
you'll
I send
be in
Echo
the bell
up
tower.
To ring
I'll
the bell.
Be
invisible.
That's true.
What if that's the bell of the purge? What if we accidentally say, like, let's start the purge?
Now it's purge time with the bell.
It's not going to be the purge bell.
When you hear the bell, start purging.
I think, like, the purge is really going to have to be something to do with the big buildup of magic in the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they might unleash it once the bell starts. Lucius has a very good point.
I want to leave the town.
Well, okay, so.
I like that idea, though.
Ringing
the bell. You go first.
Wait.
What were you saying?
If nobody goes up there invisible style, then...
Invisible styles.
The bell, I mean, would the bell lure those two guards over here? Well, it's just a bell.
I mean, bell's like, I guess
it's
so.
It's the whole crowd.
If it's not meant to ring or if...
Yeah.
I imagine it's basically whoever's in... If there's a threat, they ring the bell and everyone comes a running.
They definitely know there are shenanigans, though.
But we'll need to not be here.
Yeah.
Well, we would be... By the bell tower, and whichever way the guards go...
They're coming from all directions.
They will come from all directions.
They're all going to flock from one direction.
So how do we...
This is a terrible idea. Next!
I don't think we should make a big noise where we are.
No.
You want me to subdue one of them up at the top?
We should try and subdue both of them. We should try and subdue both of them.
Well, Ayla's one of them. Who's the other one going up?
I can take knees.
That's good. That's great. Ayla could throw you at one of them.
I think we could all take them.
We could all go up.
Two of you, yeah.
We just all need to ascend the bell tower.
We're relying very much on the fact that I'm going to roll well to do it in the first place.
Or
how
about I go invisible and go inside the Abbey and like cause a kerfuffle in there or something? Or maybe try and steal you guys some robes.
Steal robes, that's a great plan.
A Nova solo mission? You sure you're up for it?
I feel kind of better since all of you are here inside the grounds.
Go for it.
But we should find somewhere better to hide in the meantime.
Bottom of the bell tower?
I mean,
bottom of the bell
yeah.
tower.
Yeah, you can go into the bottom of the bell tower.
Okay.
Hope that
and if
they don't come downstairs.
Just murder
them. Can we like slowly open the door?
Yeah, is that what you want to do?
Can I send Nightfrost in first, please?
He's going to have to open the door anyway.
No, he can slide under the door.
That's true.
No,
door might be alarmed.
Can you slide under the door
and shadow.
See if there's a place to hide. Ideally under the stairs.
Okay. Nightfrost sinks down into the ground, becomes flat as he extends out from Lucius's shadow and then underneath the tiny, tiny gap beneath the door. And when he speaks to you,
it appears that they are using this bottom floor as something of a storage room. There are several barrels and such here. There is a thin, narrow staircase that leads up to the top, but it is not segmented by floors. It is just a straight shaft to the top of the tower.
What sort of storage?
Barrels, foodstuffs, grain.
Can they see down?
Yes, if they looked, they would see down.
So if they heard anything at all?
They would look down.
They'd just immediately look, ring the bell, and...
cry.
Would you like me to return, Master Lucius?
Yes, please.
Comes back under, joins into your shadow.
There he is.
He's going to hide in your shadow. He's not going to take the cloak or bow form yet because you keep sending him off to do things. Oh. What's the plan?
What is the plan?
If you're going to stay any longer, it's going to be another stealth check if you're delaying and just standing around.
I say we stealth into the storage. And then hide ourselves in the storage while we think of a newer plan. So we're at least out of the grounds.
Yeah.
I think Nova's idea of distracting inside the abbey isn't the worst idea, but then we're luring everyone into the place we're trying to get to.
Yeah. What, is there the same kind of bushes and stuff around the bottom of this bell tower?
Yeah. It gives you a place to try and stealth is the main point. Otherwise, you'd just be out in open fields, and there'd be no way that you can sneak around. there's vegetable gardens, there's like little bushes, there's like little zen gardens and stuff like that. Or hedgerows that you hide behind.
I think we might need to take out the bell tower people.
Yeah,
I think.
Can we pull them down the staircase? From a distance.
Okay. If you guys keep talking, it's going to be another stealth check because you're currently having like a tactical discussion pressed up against the bell tower, hoping that nobody comes around this
yeah.
way. And there are patrolling guards. So I think that's, if you guys want more time, if you're going to do something, you can do something now. Otherwise, it's a stealth check from
I'll
everybody.
I'll take one of these guys out. You just need to tell me, go.
Are you going in or are you not? Like, are you opening the door or is it stealth checks?
We have to do it. They're the people
yeah,
that will see us from anywhere.
Let's do it.
All right, okay. So who's opening the door?
Val, open the door.
Okay. Vala opens the door.
Alarm.
She slowly begins opening it, and then she stops, and she's like, they've tied some sort of like string across the doorway.
Shit.
That's incredibly perceptive of you, Vala.
She's literally like, as she begins opening it, she's like, she stops it from...
Okay.
How can we disengage it?
Cut it.
I can try.
Well,
that might. I think that the point is it might break. What I could try and do. Do you want me to try and stop the alarm? Because it'll be. Or she'll just try and disarm the trap.
Is anyone else better at disarming traps?
She slides the knife in, and she holds. She kind of holds it up, as she then kind of wriggles the flat end of the blade along the thing until you hear like a faint metallic sort of like ding and like her hands like wrapped around the doorway. And she can hear like a little tiny jingle.
Uh-huh.
And then she kind of hooks it and then she pushes the door a bit until the rope snaps but catches like the bell on the tip of the knife and then just gently brings it round. I got 19 on her.
Yeah! Oh, she's the best one on
and
our team.
And then she puts the bell on the ground.
Everybody in.
Stealth checks as everyone moves in.
Oh, where's my weighted dice? That's not the weighted dice.
17.
17 on stealth.
9.
9. Success, failure.
16.
Success.
19.
Success.
Mega success.
16.
16. Success. Valor.
Valor
didn't do super hot on her stealth, but there was enough of you. There was 4 successes versus 2 failures, so you don't raise the alarm state. You step in and you feel this cool stone, like cool air is like stepping into this kind of stone chamber, shadowed, no sun on it.
You can see around you wooden barrels, the strong smell of mead, grain, rice. You kind of get potatoes, and you can see there are the various foodstuffs, supplies. It looks to be supplies that help feed the abbey, basically. Maybe some water barrels as well. But you step inside, and it's not very large. It's about a 20-foot by 20-foot room with a 5-foot staircase that basically goes up all the way to the top of the tower. And you can now hear the shuffling of footsteps and kind of quiet conversation of the two guards, and you can see this enormous giant bell right above their heads, and there are ropes that dangle down into the main area where you guys are currently stood, so people could just stand down and ring the bells. But so far, you are undetected.
Ayla, you're definitely best bet to go up there and subdue one or two of them. Anyone else?
Can't do two.
A sentry, I guess?
She's got disadvantage.
A disadvantage.
It's not on attack rolls. It's not a disadvantage on attack rolls. It'd be on strength checks. If you wanted to subdue them like that's strength, yeah. So yeah, sentry's currently half their size.
I'm like, I could like
I'm keen though.
For a suggestion, but
I think we can say that
not
one.
Guarantee.
Like I suggest you
die.
Look that way for the rest of the day.
I'll do it.
If Lucius, you sure?
Yes, I've been doing push-ups.
Okay, cool.
Try not to remember, you don't have to whisper. You can stage whisper.
Been doing push-ups.
I am whispering, yes, I am doing this.
If you go up there, I could maybe go outside, message them to get them to look in my direction the moment before you hit them.
How are you going to know that it's the moment? You wouldn't be able to see these guys.
They fire a flare.
It's okay. We use our best judgment.
Okay.
Don't you have any spells to restrain or anything?
Like hold person?
Yeah,
but it's not under my.
I mean, I can, but it doesn't last super long. Actually, I could hold person one of them. Ayla subdues one, and then turns around and gets the held person.
So, alternative, I could.
You're doing all of it.
I'm not doing all of it. It's not going to happen.
I could lightning lure one into the big hole.
Yeah, like you're looking up and you can see the shaft leading up to.
I can go up there.
That will make a big noise.
Very loud. Also, one of them might.
Lightning doesn't make noise. No, I mean, it would make like.
No, but the sound of a falling man.
Falling body landing on a bunch of crates, yes, that would make noise. But the spell wouldn't.
Just need someone else to come and help, honestly.
We need to also make sure they don't grab any ropes on the way down.
Uh-huh.
I'll do it.
Maybe both of you could do it.
Okay.
Fucking caught it at the last minute. I was like, yeah, they can absolutely fit down that shaft. I was onto the bell ropes. Ding, 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 ding.
Let's go up there. I'll go for the head, you go for the legs.
And okay. Ayla.
Main thing, cover the mouth.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So you guys are going to, so who's going up the stairs? Because that's another stealth check.
Me.
So it has to be, like you're making your way up the stairs, like. And then I will make perception checks for these guys.
I'm going to take my shoes off.
Actually, it'd be their passive perception. You can absolutely take your shoes off.
That would be slappy feet up there.
Yeah, you do slappy feet.
Slappy feet. 21.
21 stealth.
Fuck. Oh,
Nine.
Let me insult their massive perception. Okay. You get, this is about 70 feet up to the top of this thing. You get 30 feet up, you take your movement. Bear in mind that when you're stealthing, you move half, so dashing. Slap, 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 slap.
I thought this was a good idea. It's not.
It's one of those things where you're not making much noise, you're not making a thing, but as Nova and Lucius, you kind of step down, just a tiny piece of step comes loose. And there is just this faint kind of crack, snap, and drop as this stone hits the next step. And it's enough that the one of the people at the top is like, huh? And looks down and clocks both of you immediately. Initiative
this
for everyone.
Wave, like really like, so, like hi.
Oh, initiative.
That's for four guards patrolling, two at the thing, and then the other two.
The four guards patrolling eight. Don't know.
Oh, Lucius.
Oh no, I rolled really badly on initiative.
I think
it's all right.
I think Lucius rolled well.
Trot roll a 20.
Yeah, but I could have, they don't know I'm here yet.
Okay.
I think they only
While I roll for these guys and Valor, so 15 for them.
Should have gone invisible.
Ooh, lordy.
Oh, yeah.
And then Valor gets a whopping 17 plus 3 is 20. Ayla.
3. Wait, ooh. No, 7. Sorry, 7. Yeah, roll the 3.
Quill.
16.
Nova.
9.
Lucius.
22.
Sentry.
18.
Lucius, you see them, and they see you, you glock eyes with them, there is a heartbeat, a what do you do?
Misty Step.
Where?
Up there.
Ooh. You cast Misty Step, and in an action, you appear next to them, and you can see them bring out what appear to... They're actually leveling crossbows down towards where you were, and then you vroom, next to them. The area is a thin 5-foot gap around a 10-foot by 10-foot square, like, hole that leads straight down, and the bells are above you, and there's, like, a 5-foot gap around the edge. So that's your action.
How much is the distance between...
So you guys and Ayla were about 30 feet up, so you have 40 feet to go.
Okay.
In fact, actually, you wouldn't get there with Misty Step. It's only a 30-foot teleport, isn't it?
You can move a bit up and then Misty Step.
Yes, he could move his move action. Yes, you're right. You can move 10 feet and then Misty
Step. I'll spend the rest of it running up.
Okay. Yeah, well, no, you could. Yeah, it would be 10 feet, so you get next to him. So it's 40 feet for Ayla and Nova to get to them, but then there is this 5-foot tiny, like, little bit that they're stood on, and you'll have to push past both of them. Like, one of them's at the top of the stairs and then the next one's behind them, and then Lucius is behind him on the other side. The rest of you are 70 feet down at the bottom. So, that's your action. Any move? You've moved. Any bonus action? Nope.
Can't do any bonus stuff.
Valor, on her turn, will see that you've been spotted. You yelp. Her immediate reaction would probably be to magic missile one of them, I think. She's cast it before, and she thinks that this is a danger.
It's not loud yet. How loud's a magic missile?
I mean, she has to basically, she says, like, you hear her, she's like, ha-da-ba-ba. She kind of chants some sort of mystic thing, and then you hear this hiss as three magical bolts.
But not super loud. Until they screech in pain, because she does critical damage.
She doesn't do critical damage, so it's going to be 4, 5, 6, 9 points of damage to one. And he does kind of like, ah, fuck! And he's just like, you know, stumbling back. But I mean, bear in mind that, like, this is a large grounds. Like, people would need to be super close by to hear that. But he is like, well, fuck! And as he's hit by these magic missiles as he stumbles down. After Valor, it is Sentry.
Hello.
What would you like to do? You're currently 70 feet away, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm not going to do a lot.
Little legs.
Little baby legs, Sentry.
Baby legs.
I'm Detective Baby Legs.
I'm Guardian Baby
now
Legs.
I'm thinking about Deadpool 2.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway.
Just half cocking it. Okay, I'm going to... can I grab Valor and we'll try and, like, hide in the storage?
Oh, you're going to try and pull her down?
Pull her down and, like...
I think that with your small form, you're like tugging her like tunic, like please, like get down, and she's just like firing her magic missiles up. You can make a strength check, but you're disadvantaged.
Oh, let's just do it anyway. That was a 3.
I think they've already seen us though.
Yeah, it's a 3. Yeah.
Yeah. So 3 with disadvantage, you get negative. Like, well, yeah, like not enough. You're like tugging her. She's just like, she's like panicking, like she's not sure whether to go with you or to like help fight.
Oh no.
So she's just desperate.
oh no.
Their turn.
Shit.
They can now see that there's more of you down. They see Valor missiles. You've just teleported next to them. One of them will drop the crossbow and pull out a short sword to engage you. The other one will use the butt of his crossbow. Boom!
Boom! Boom! Oh, boom. Woo, boys!
Party!
It started! Yay. Two attacks against Lucius with the short swords.
Just
13
not done it.
Hits.
The party.
Second attack, 15 also hits. So you're going to take 2d6.
Oh.
That's going to be 7, 8, 9 points of damage.
We're the fucking worst.
Yep.
I mean, got a really good initiative. Like, imagine if all of you had got a go before them, you could have potentially killed them before they did anything, but. This is the infiltration side of things, so it's gonna kick off hot!
It was never gonna work anyway.
You hear this ringing like boom, boom, boom. He stabs you for 9 points as this short sword thrusts into you twice. And they just try and take the defensive positions that they can. Quill.
I am going to run 10 feet up and cast Hold Person on one of them.
Which one? There is one with a short sword that just stabbed Lucius, and then one that just rang the bell with a crossbow.
The bell guy.
Okay.
He needs to stop bell boy. That bell.
Okay.
I mean, it's a little bit too late now, but...
Saving throw?
Wisdom.
DC?
13.
Natural 20. I'm so sorry, dude. You go and reach up to cast a spell, but almost like the bell's ringing drowns out your components, and he kind of blinks his eyes for a moment, but the spell just doesn't take effect. And he begins leveling the crossbow now down towards... the rest of you now.
Jeez,
the
alarm I'll move rung. Another 20 feet up then.
So you're about 30 feet up, okay. After Quill, we go to Nova.
Can I move up? So we're 40 feet.
Yes, you were 40 feet from where they were, yes.
Can I go 20 feet?
Yes, so you're 20 feet away from at the near the top, so you're about 50 feet off the ground.
And aim my crossbow at the one that Lucius hit? One of them took.
Valor hit the one that has just stabbed Lucius. We'll see.
Okay, can I crossbow that guy?
Sure. Yeah.
And then green flame blade it because it says a melee attack.
Yes, it has to be a melee attack. So a crossbow when it's ranged.
It's not melee.
I was going to say
not melee.
Green flame bolt.
Yeah. You could Eldritch Blast.
Another
spell. Any other spiel?
Eldritch him. Launch him off the top. Kill him. One shot. One bang.
I'm going to crossbow him.
Damn it.
Just normal fire
across him. It just seems more like damage. No, screw it. Eldritch Blast him.
I believe you'll have a higher to hit with your Eldritch Blast.
Yeah.
Your crossbow would use your dex, whereas your Eldritch Blast would use your charisma.
12.
12 to hit. Just barely manages to jump out, like kind of push himself to the side, not jump, but like throw himself to the side.
Cut his blast!
erupts from the side. This purple kind of like, or blue lance of light erupts past him. So you moved, you Eldritch Blast. Bonus actions?
Can't.
Okay, Ayla.
You're
40 feet.
Gonna run up the tower.
I will say that because you are allies with Nova, you basically are like, Nova, get out the fucking way! Who presses herself up and you run up. Because this is like a very narrow stairwell, right?
I will use my bonus action to pancake.
Yes.
Pancake against the wall.
That's fine, I will say. Well, let's say it's your reaction.
Yeah.
You'll use your reaction to just be like, fuck! Means you can't cast shield and stuff. But yeah, so Ayla, you can just sprint up there 40 feet. You can get to the one at the top of the stairs, which is the guy with the crossbow.
I can only move 35 feet.
Oh, that's a shame.
But
I think you could go 40. Yeah. I genuinely thought Ayla could go 40.
Oh, sucks to be you, Katie.
Wow!
Thanks, rub it in.
That is how Mark was saying it.
No, it was like, ooh. I mean, it was meant to be a much more sympathetic.
Can I reach further than that?
You can throw your weapon.
It's not a 5-foot hammer.
The artwork is not representative of how it works in the world.
It is. I'm gonna move up anyway. I'm gonna move further, and I'm gonna. But I will rage when I get to the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if you want to, I would let you. If you're gonna rage,
I want to.
Do you want to try and shove him?
I want to try and
off the tower.
No, I want to try and pull him down the
shaft. You have to get to him to do that. Like, I'd say.
Okay. Well, can I shove him off then?
Yeah, I'd say that. Like, because. I was going to
either push him or pull him down the shaft.
Yeah, I'd say with your momentum, you basically shoulder barge him and try and launch him off the side, because he's right on the edge.
If you're dashing
so
and raging.
So, you give me a strength check with advantage.
That's both the same roll. 14.
14 total?
Shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I rolled 10 in the moon. Twice.
I'll give him, we'll set a DC for this, because that would hit him. Yeah, if you were making a melee attack against him, that would hit him. So I will give him a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
I'll say DC to grab the edge of a thing once you've been hit by a really angry woman. I'll say DC 12. Okay. So he has a good chance of failure, but he has a greater chance of success with a dexterity saving throw. 14. So you shove him, he stumbles back, and he catches himself on the very edge of, like, ooh, part of the crenellation of the bell tower itself. He's like, whoa, fuck! He's got his crossbow in one hand, and he's like, whoa! And he's nearly pushed off, but yeah, I made the saving throw. At the top of the round, Lucius. And you just hear this echoing.
And also,
because those of you who are at the top, by the way, it is incredibly loud. Like, as he hit it, it's still ringing in your ears.
And I run up to the other guy.
He's right next to you. If you try and move, they're going to get attack opportunity. So you've got one on one side and one on the other side.
Okay.
No, sorry.
No,
you know,
I would
yeah.
be in the middle.
So
as well.
It kind of goes like, imagine you've got staircase, Ayla at the top of the stairs, Guy, Lucius, because you misty stepped to the other side of him.
Yeah.
So Ayla, Guy, Lucius.
Okay.
So you've got a guy with a short sword next to you.
Kill him.
Yes. I'm going to cast.
Disintegration.
Lightning lure on the guy that's hanging off.
Okay. So on next to Ayla.
Yes. So he's going to have disadvantage, I assume, on that, right?
No.
Strength
prone,
saving throw.
He's not prone. No, because he made his saving throw.
So
he's holding on, right?
He's like literally stopped himself from going off the side.
Okay.
He like grabbed, imagine you've got like these little like ledges, like, you know, like a half wall.
So he's not wavering at all.
No. He made his saving throw.
Okay, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to lightning lure.
There's a hole in between you and him, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm lightning luring. Yeah. Oh, there's ropes.
They've rung the bell anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
Lightning lure.
Okay.
Strength saving throw, please.
Natural fucking 20. No. Not even joking. Literally, natural 20. So you kind of lash out with the lightning, wraps around his arm, and he just yanks himself, and you have to let go, fearing that you're going to be thrown into the pit yourself. As you disperse the magic. Any bonus actions?
Next boss.
I don't have any.
Yeah, I'm just getting fucking lucky, dude. Like,
he takes
it's really
his Calibur helm off. It's Starbane.
Vala will look at you, Sentry. What should I do? Should I help? They ring the bell.
Okay, I really want Vala to, like, be safe.
She's the safest out
She's
of
fine.
All of us.
She's fine.
Okay, I'm gonna
cut her.
Well, it's her go. She's asking you, like, what should I do?
If you think you can help Vala, then go for it.
She's gonna firebolt the one that stabbed Lucius because he's injured.
He's got firebolt now.
Yeah.
Fancy.
She doesn't have firebolt. I thought she does.
Why did I say anything?
So she will use her second spell slot to cast Magic Missile again.
God damn it.
She doesn't have a ranged weapon, she doesn't got throwing daggers, so.
Also, they're paladors, like.
Yeah, that's true. She wouldn't know that, though. 8, 9. 12 points of damage, which I believe is enough to kill this one.
See? Scared. You did a ring bell.
We did a thing.
21. Okay. Yeah. So the one that Lucius was stabbing Lucius, like, you can see he's been hit, blast marks all over him, and then you see another three purple missiles, bam, 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 slam into his body. One just burns through his chest, leaving like this smoking hole as his body just stumbles into the hole. Slams into the ground right beside Sentry.
Oh.
Paste.
Nice job.
Paste.
She looks over at the hideous gore. Gives you a weak thumbs up. After Vala, Sentry.
Awesome. You're still with us, aren't you?
Yeah. No, I'm 30 feet up.
You're 30 feet up. Okay, cool. I'm going to cast Heroism on Vala and give her 4 points to her AC.
It's
temporary. Temporary hit points, yeah.
Vala, temporary hit points.
That's the one, sure. Yeah.
4.
Yeah, because it adds my spell modifier, which is 4.
Okay, so you're giving that to Vala, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that's your action.
Yar.
Anything else?
I can't really do anything. I haven't got any range attacks. I could try and move and get up to Quill.
Yeah.
I might do that.
Is that what you can do?
Yeah.
Move 30 feet up?
Move
25 feet with your speed. You're
okay.
Being short, so you go 25 feet
25
up the stairs.
Feet, yep.
Okay, so Vala's at the bottom. You've moved 25 feet up. Quill's 30 feet up, and then the rest of you are near the top. The scouts go. He sees his friend be blasted by this magic. You've just shoved him, but he's still got his crossbow in his hand. He's going to fire one shot at Vala and then drop his bow and then draw a sword to engage you, but he's going to try and take a shot at Vala first with a crossbow. That is going to be 15 to hit.
Should be fine.
You've just moved, so you can't give protection to her. That does hit her. She's got the temporary hit points.
And it's a crossbow.
from previous experience, crossbows are amazing.
6 points.
Headshot.
So you watch as this kind of renewed energy, this kind of like golden glow from Sentry's magic is pierced, and you, Vala for the first time is like, ah! And she looks down and like there's a huge like gash across her stomach and it's like bleeding. She's taken some damage. And then he drops the thing, draws a short sword and tries to jab it into Ayla. That's going to be a 19 to hit you, Ayla.
Yep.
You're going to take 5 points of damage, but you're raging, so half
one
two.
One of them is dead.
So it just cuts you and you just barely feel it. You don't even feel it.
Arcade door.
Made me more angry.
Made you more angry. Quill.
So I will yell down to Vala to barricade the door, at least for now, from the inside, because there's people coming. And I'm going to run another 30 feet up, so I'm 10 feet below the guy, and I'll lightning lure.
Okay. Strength saving throw?
It's a strength save.
DC?
13.
10 plus strength saving throw.
Yeah.
Nothing. 10. Okay. So you do the lightning damage to him.
So he's above me and I'm pulling him.
Pulling him down. Yeah, it'll pull him into the hole.
So I'm pulling him into the hole.
So do lightning lure damage.
Okay, 1d8. 5.
Okay, so he takes 5 lightning damage. Yeah. As he falls, I'm going to give him a dex saving throw to grab the ropes.
I mean,
DC 13 fails. You roll 76 for me, please.
76?
Yeah. 70 feet of fall damage.
Hello.
I'll let you roll it because it's fun.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 21 damage.
21 damage. He pastes. He lands next to his friend. Vala does manage to like leap out of the way as this body comes spiraling down and just splats next to his friend.
Oh, Hesper.
Are we out of initiative?
You're out of initiative. However, Quill, as you are near the top, and those of you who are at the top, you now begin to see that with the bell going, the two patrol groups that were moving through the courtyards are converging on the bell tower. There are also two guards from the dormitory that you saw are joining them. Sorry, one patrol group plus the two guards. Patrol group is unseen for now. But you can see six people making their way to the bottom of the bell tower.
Duck down. Immediately.
The ropes on and pretend to be them. Hi, Jinx!
Yes, or at least...
They're really gory now.
And yeah, the ropes are at the bottom.
I'm going to give you guys 12 seconds. Two rounds.
Is Vala at least moving stuff in front of the door?
She will do that as part of this. So that's what Vala is going to be doing, is she's starting to pull crates. She's not very strong, though. She's really physically weak. I'll make some rolls.
Two rounds, you say?
Yeah, so you get two full rounds each, because it will take them that long to run to the bell tower.
Okay. Well, in that case, as part of action one of mine, I'll get to the very top.
Can we imitate one of their voices and say, Miss Core,
Vala's not doing a very good job of barricading the door. She's too weak.
I'm not really paying attention to that at this point. I think I'm now running to
what's
the top.
What's the distance? Like, how tall is the Abbey in comparison to the bell tower?
So the Abbey is two floors, so it's probably...
It's not as high as the bell tower.
It's not as high, no.
But is this gap here jumpable?
It is. It's about a 10-foot gap. And that would lead you onto the tallest part of the Abbey, like the second floor of the church itself.
Now that I'm at the top, can I see any access points from the very top?
Give me a perception check.
Okay. 9 plus 5, so...
Yeah, you can. 14. In fact, literally the area that you're closest to, you suspect that would be... It's the tallest part of the Abbey, and you can see that there's kind of these little spires that form at the top, and there is what appears to be an area with a staircase, like a trapdoored staircase down into a church.
Okay. If we can make this jump, then we can get in from the top floor.
Okay, we're going to jump. Let's try and get this door unopenable and get up here.
Are the people who are walking towards it looking up?
Yeah, they probably would be because they'd be looking for their comrades. Yes, they're all going to start looking up. I'll make some perception checks for them. Yes, you can. I'd say Lucius is shouting down, so he's not aware, but I'm going to make perception checks for them. You start barricading it. There does appear to be somebody's up there that's not one of ours. Like they seem to have spotted that something is wrong at the top. There's too many bodies or something.
Down.
Well, considering there was 1, 2, 3... Well, you guys weren't right at the top, were you? So
there's
only two.
It's only me and Lucius that are at the top.
I made my way to the top.
Okay, in that case, I will say that Ayla, like, grabs you or you, like, duck down as you start shouting down. And for now, I will say that they just... Our guards, that you hear them kind of like shout like, the scouts aren't there!
Hmm. What's attaching the bell at the top?
I'd say it's probably attached by very thick ropes. Oh no, it would be a chain to the roof and then a pulley. How would you? Yeah, because the ropes would be attached to the bit in the middle, right?
Nova.
That's how they make them clap.
Communicate this idea.
If I heated the chain,
yes,
would it
would
melt?
Be weak enough that somebody could strike it and break it.
Everybody up, I'm gonna drop the bell! Yes!
Okay, it will take Valor's entire round to get to the top of you, and then they'll be at the door.
But so, if I start heating
so
it...
So you start heating it, and it will probably take your two rounds of concentration to get it weak enough. So that's gonna be Nova out. Nova is heating this thing whilst they're running.
Okay, while she's doing that, everyone, we need to duck down at the top. They can't see us up here. They need
so
to
you've
be
ducked down.
The bodies.
Okay, Valor makes her way to the top. Mm-hmm. And that's what you guys are doing?
Yeah, I'm gonna get to
okay,
the top.
So you get to the
I'm
top, it takes you the
time. I'm gonna be ready to strike it when Nova tells me.
And then you're gonna ready yourself as soon as Nova tells you to, you're gonna strike it. Okay.
So
you begin hearing, you kind of hear the sound of armor boot, and looking down, you can see these armored Ashbringers, and you can tell they've got the inverted symbol of Palador, this closed flaming fist all stitched on their tabards. Many of them have new looking armor with it emblazoned on as well. They make their way there. The two guards from the dormitory join them like, something's happening at the bell tower. I haven't seen the scouts for a while. The bell just rang. All right, you know the drill. We take this by the book. All right, they gather up in front of the door. Two of the militants kick it open and they go in with their shields raised. They begin filtering through as they look around. We've got bodies as they kind of step in. I will say four of them get in. Are you going to drop it now or are you going to wait?
Oh, wait.
They see
Ava,
the bodies.
Do we want more?
I want... Are the other two, can we see that the other
they're
two are
they're right outside,
in?
Yeah. I mean, they look like they're about to enter, but the other two are looking at the bodies and they're starting to go...
If they're going to look up...
They're going to look up. It. Yeah, okay, then you hit it.
She hits it.
Okay.
I jump back.
You're raging still.
Yeah.
Say that you're still raging.
Sure.
I'm not going to make you roll. You... with the hammer, and it's just enough force that it hits the bell. All of you make a constitution saving throw because this is extremely loud.
It's uh-oh. Howling gale smashing into a massive bell.
18.
17.
17? 8. 8.
Even with my bird ears, I can hear everything.
Future.
But yeah, it's enough that you know to like protect yourself. Yeah. 21?
4.
Okay, Sentry and Nova, you are technically deafened for some time. You can't hear and you automatically fail any ability check that requires hearing. So you can't hear what other people... All you've got is this loud ringing, like this blocked up thing.
Yeah.
You smash the bell, Ayla. This cacophonous ring erupts around you. They look up like, intruders! Bullshit! As this bell comes rocketing down... I'm not even gonna roll. It fucking decimates.
Yeah!
I'm gonna. The one thing I'm gonna roll is the first two entered don't have time to make dexterity saving throws. The two nearest the door will get a dex saving throw to try and jump out the way.
Mm-hmm. Just hit their leg.
Are there two guys behind them blocking the door?
There are, but they've kind of like, they're enough space that like they can probably get out. Doesn't matter though, they both fail.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Nova's gonna be still at the top with her.
There is this hideous crash of metal against stone. You guys are like, they are gonna know that something is wrong. There's no tricking people like, the bell just fell. It's this colossal bam, bodies thrown to the sides. One man actually gets like his head decapitated as the bell ring hits him.
It's like
as they erupt.
It's like hot fuzz.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bam! Like from 70 feet, a huge brass bell just
which is also
destroys
probably
them.
A little bit hot from.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was more the chain that was holding him. But at this point, you're now at the top, and you can see there are still two guards, and they're just in shock. What are you doing?
Is the entrance blocked completely by this bell?
Pretty much.
Right, so the
so
only way now...
they can't get in.
They can climb over it. No, they can still get in and climb over it, but it's going
to
take
but
some
time. But we don't have like a clear line
of sight. We have to jump.
Yeah, it's like it's partial cover. Like if you try and fight them, they're going to have partial cover. You can still attack them if you want, but you can tell that there is more people beginning
gonna,
to make that
I'm
way.
I'm going to jump.
Jump across to
so you can make
it.
Jumps? Okay, so if you're making jumps, it's athletics check from everybody who's jumping.
Oh, Sentry.
Has it been an hour?
No.
No?
Oh, do it anyway.
Nova, we need a levitate.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I might need a levitate.
I might make it.
Right.
Oh, no, I rolled a fucking 2.
You have advantage. You're raging.
I'm raging. I rolled a shit. crit roll anyway. Wait, what's this? Athletics.
Athletics.
So 12.
12, okay.
I doubled my roll with my athletics.
Now, this is an odd question, but I have Gust as a cantrip.
I'm really angry.
Oh, wow, okay.
I'm really angry.
So if, as they're going, can I Gust behind them just to, like, launch them across?
I mean, Gust can launch people 5 feet.
Yeah, medium or smaller, 5 feet.
Can I utilize that?
You have jumped. You rolled the dice, you have jumped. So you are you going to cast Gust on each person that jumps?
I mean, it's an action to do it, so I suppose...
You'd have to, literally, every time you're like, go, whoosh, go, whoosh, go, whoosh. I mean,
yeah, I suppose. We're not all going
That's
going
to mean
time,
that you're the last one to jump across.
But then could I Gust the floor underneath me?
No.
That's like Regali's Gale.
I'm going to say that no, you can't propel yourself with Gust.
But okay. Could we hold on?
But I am.
Like, hold our arms out to you.
In that yeah, jump, you can do that. One wing
so,
out,
I will flight. Say that with the Gust cantrip, it is... Normally, you would have to fail a saving throw to get pushed 5 feet in a direction. You're obviously going to voluntarily fail your saving throw, so I'm going to reduce the DC of the jump as if it was only a 5 foot jump, which is what I'm currently looking into, what DC I would probably use for that.
So I'm just, like, standing behind everyone, just swinging this wing back and forth.
I mean, a five... I mean, it's kind of like 10 to 15 feet. I would say this is going to be a pretty easy task. I know, but it's like, that's vague estimations. Like, the space of, like, entire jump is 10 feet, but you've got to land and get purchase on the other side. So, okay, I'm going to set the DC as 10. So what was your total?
12.
12. You're fine. You jump across, you land on the other side. Nova?
7.
7 is not enough.
Oh,
that's Lucius. 14.
I'm going to use Driven to Purpose for my roll.
To add
D4.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
You have disadvantage on the check because it's a strength-based check.
My disadvantage was 5 plus athletics, that's a 9.
And then plus the d4.
Yeah, that's including the d4, so it's 9.
So that's the dice, what, with your disadvantage?
Like three,
you got a 3 and a 2. Oh my god, yeah.
So it's a 9.
Can so it's a 9.
Try and help from anyone?
Yeah, okay, well, let's check because Valor also still needs to jump. Valor actually makes it. So you currently have a choice, Ayla. You see Nova and Sentry both falling. Who are you grabbing?
Oh my god!
Don't look at her! Who'd you grab?
Well, Nova jumped first, but...
Let's say they both jumped around the same time. You can choose.
No. I'm dying here because there's literally...
Shut up! Shut up!
No metagaming.
Yeah. Who'd you grab?
Tiny Sentry. Or Nova.
Do a roll. You can do a roll for it. Evens and odds.
Just pick one.
Evens and odds. Odds.
Who did you pick?
hang on. Even, odd. Sentry.
Okay.
I rolled a dice for it.
So Ayla reaches out an arm and grabs Sentry just as she's about to fall. And you watch Ayla, quite horrified, as Nova isn't going to make it and she begins falling through the air.
I would like to cast Levitate. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I knew you had it.
Nice.
It's an
How
action.
Far would you fall? Because it's an action.
It's your...
I guess
but
seconds, right?
I'd say it's your movement. I think Nova, she's very intelligent. She would be preparing the levitate, knowing that she's not very athletic.
So. Especially because I've just been deafened.
And you're like
what the
and you're just like, I'm going to keep this. Because it's also, it's an innate power. It's not a spell you're casting. This is an Air Ganassi thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to say... As you begin to fall, it triggers. You probably go about 30 feet down and then suddenly, whoa, you kind of fly back up towards the air.
I feel like that would be a supernatural thing to do.
Quill, you are remaining.
Is Lucius across?
14.
Yeah, he got across. Yeah, Valor and Lucius all got across. They're currently on the other side.
Can I prepare myself to try and grab Quill if he's within?
I mean, how quickly is Quill jumping? Because you're still kind of pulling Sentry up.
Well... I'd like to. Can I look at Quill and get him like while and get him to wait until I'm ready to catch him?
While he's waiting, as he's the last one to go,
I'll just tell
two guards.
Go, Quill.
I mean, that's up to Quill. But at this point, the two guards have crawled over the bell and they are now pulling out crossbows.
I'm
looking up towards Quill.
I'm like saying to myself, like, just remember your training, and that's a bardic inspiration on myself.
Sure.
And then I am going to run.
Tom's hand is shaking. I love
it. I'm terrified. I'm running.
Well, Lucius could have helped him whilst I was helping Sentry, though, so he could have jumped before those guys got.
Sure.
I'm Arakokra Messenger.
Lucius isn't as strong as you, so we'll see how effective it is.
I'm
going to
take my glove off.
Okay.
I'm Arakokra. Necro Messenger Guild style, like, dive.
And you're going to spread your wing to try, like, and slow your descent.
Buddy! Spread my wing to reach out.
Okay. Give me an athletics check, Quill. And this is a harder DC.
I also get a D6 as well, do I?
Yeah, you do, yeah. Bardic Inspiration, if you're using it.
Okay, so athletics. 15.
onto the edge of the thing itself. Using your feet, you kind of like throw yourself up.
Yeah.
Just as two bolts just miss your tail feather.
I needed those. My quills!
Pull each other up. Quill leads you into what appears to be like a small spired section. You hop over the short wall and there is a trap door that you can pull open.
They know we're here.
Yes!
Yeah.
What do you do?
Everything in the abbey will have been led outside by the bell.
Yeah.
So now's the time to go.
Let's go.
Apart from the people shooting at you.
Am I still flying back up?
Go now.
Okay, go.
You get up to the top as they join the rest of them. So you jump down into the into the top of the part of the abbey. Okay.
Same. My God.
Okay.
So tense.
I can leave it here. So you would emerge.
Out of interest, Mark, would a 12 have failed?
Yes.
So Bardic Inspiration saved me.
Literally, DC was 13.
Bardic Inspiration saved me.
DC was 13.
Psychological.
It was reduced by 3 because of the distance. Cool. So, the trapdoor leads to a short, narrow wooden staircase in a very narrow, spired column. One by one. Who's at the front, by the way? Quill, I'm guessing?
I opened it.
Yeah,
I guess
so Quill's at the front.
Jumped in.
In fact, I am going to need a marching order on this. So
I'll go behind Quill then.
So it goes Quill, Ayla.
Nova came up quite late from the Nova tape. But...
Vala behind Ayla.
Yeah.
Lucius.
Yeah, sure, yeah. I'll put my
And then Sentry Nova.
Yeah.
Gloves back on. I didn't help you at all.
Quill, you're the first one. You pull open the door, you begin making your way down the wooden staircase, and already you can hear shouting coming from within the abbey itself. You reach a small wooden door, very narrow, tiny kind of sized door, very thin. You pull it open, little latch on the inside that you actually, it's like a twisted lock latch. Mm-hmm. You unlock it, pull it open, and step out. And you're on the second floor of a church. You can see a large stone, balcony, looking down onto the main church below, and you're on the edge of this balcony. Mm-hmm. It kind of looks this kind of shape.
Oh, so kind of like a T. Right.
Yeah, so like a T. You're at this far end here, where you can see... no, actually, you wouldn't be. You would be here. The door would lead you out.
Very top, okay.
Yeah, because you can see directly below you is the stained glass window. It's kind of rising up next to you.
Right.
In front of the church. Looking down, there is an altar in front of the large stained glass window. You can see columns supporting this stone second floor with pews separating between them. And there are staircases leading down. And you can see that there are gatherings of, you know, there is stone statues built into alcoves, all showing Palador. You can see that there are paintings and tapestries hung on these kind of corners around these kind of edge rooms here. Mm-hmm. And then there is a large section that leads out the back towards what appears to be a large organ, where there is an organ built into the thing, and then the pipes lead down into the main church area is below. There is a frantic discussion. You can see, leaning down the stairs, one on either side, we'll put some miniatures, one on either side here, there are two robed figures talking to what appears to be another, like, more armored-looking cleric, and then two more people on the ground, on the level below, in the actual main church. And you overhear the conversation of, like, what's going on? We need to go and support the people of the Bell. Leave it, brothers. That is for the others to deal with. The Paladins of Ash shall attend to that. We must remain here. Those are the Abbotess's orders. We must protect the site. Very well. Very well, Maester.
Okay. Looking over the balcony, I guess, into the first floor.
Yeah, but bear in mind that, like, you're, like, peering around because you can see these two robed figures.
Oh, yeah. So I can't even get onto the balcony.
No.
And I guess
If you make a stealth check, you can at least slide along kind of against the edge.
And I guess the room we're currently in, there's like nothing.
It's a staircase. It's like a staircase that leads, and at the bottom of the staircase is a door that leads out onto this balcony
area.
Yeah,
so it's this way or back onto the roof.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I can kind of, I mean, you get to see.
Can I show you guys this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind showing you guys this. So.
Okay.
So, Quill is kind of like poking his head out of this door here. You can see two figures there. This room is directly above this, which is the main church. So you can see the altar, the stained glass window, the stone columns with the pews, and then there appears to be a door and a door there.
Okay. Nightfrost, do you know the way we need to go to get into this secret area?
It's directly below the altar.
It's the altar. The altar.
We need the keys.
Yes.
And I don't suppose I can see a dwarf or a dragonborn.
There is one of the robed figures on the top two levels is a dwarf, but it's a woman. Nightfrost saw a man before.
Yeah. Okay, I'll slowly close the door and like.
So everybody else is like perched on this wooden rickety staircase, kind of leering down in this order. As Quill shuts the door and looks up at the rest of you.
Okay, there's a balcony that leads down to the first floor. I could see the altar and a big organ, and there's also quite a few guards on the second floor. They're not going to leave the abbey.
Well, they seem to be in the church, yeah. This church area, they don't seem to be leaving.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else in the church that you saw?
So I can only see the people on the second floor, can I?
No, you could see the ones on the first floor as well. Yeah, you could see they called him Maester. It's a human man in robes and plate. He was stood at the altar, and then there were two more guards in the same armor and shields and stuff like that.
Five total.
So it's five total.
Five enemies in the room.
Why'd you say enemies?
Because they're not good guys.
Good friends?
These are Ashbringers. They're enemies.
They're enemies now that we killed a load with a bell.
Yeah. Look.
Whose idea was
you
that?
Went through the roof and avoided my cool Scarlet Monastery dungeon, alright? They're five enemies.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. Going through the roof was absolutely one of the potential options because I thought you might jump from the bell tower. So.
Six of us, no, we could just go in. I don't think.
I'm gonna hear me!
I'm gonna just stop Nova from talking.
Yeah, sure.
Oh yeah, the bell.
Speak to Nightfrost in your mind. Nightfrost, tell her to speak.
Tell her she's speaking too loud.
Lady Nova, they are speaking, but you appear to have suffered some sort of disruption to your hearing. He's speaking in your mind. You don't need your ears.
Just maybe tell her to do something.
If you need me to relay a message, I can do that.
Oh, I'll use message and say to her, five people in that room. And it's basically the same stuff I just said.
Yeah, Sentry, you have the same problem of your, like, there's just ringing.
Don't talk.
Nightfrost communicates the same messages.
Okay. Okay.
So do we
take them out?
Do we just go in?
We
need to get to the altar.
Take them out.
And they're defending the altar.
Honestly, I'm on the verge of peeing myself, mm-hmm. and we're in over our heads.
Right.
We're trapped in this staircase. We've got to leave.
And we can people out there know them. We went to the roof. We need to go in quick.
Tiny Sentry wants to kill things.
Tiny Sentry has lost her hearing, but let's some overwhelm reason won't them. Speak either.
They're not expecting us in the church, so let's just storm out there and give them what for.
No, you can't hear anything. But Lucius, Nightfrost is
Nightfrost,
like,
can you relay
that? Master Lucius wishes to storm into the church and defeat the opponents. I believe that you can speak to Nightfrost, Kim.
You can also
speak normally.
You can also just speak normally. You're just deaf.
I will say to Nightfrost, terrible idea. That's going to bring loads more people.
Lady Nova says that is a terrible idea and she believes it will bring more people to the church.
Well, they know we're in here anyway.
No, they think we're out there.
For a matter of minutes.
They saw Quill.
They fired a crossbow at Quill as he jumped over.
They know we went to the roof. We have to go in. We have to get into the past the altar.
We need the keys.
Oh yeah.
Let's maybe.
Sounds like an invisibility mission.
I can try and go and find the keys while you're fighting.
That sounds perfect.
Okay, Vala.
Nova, could you make Vala invisible?
Nightfrost tells you. Imagine that
I'm using message
everything.
As well.
Yeah.
I'd rather be invisible. I can't.
Yeah, it's up to you. If you want to
get the keys, then go for it.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're about to fight these guys.
We're fighting.
We're using that as a distraction.
I'm so deaf right now.
This is two jobs at once.
But everything we're saying is getting.
Nightfrost is relaying.
So you can communicate.
Yeah, but can I fight in a fight?
It's either that or run around and.
You
fight.
You can fight. You just can't hear. Yeah. I believe it does make spellcasting more difficult.
It says any
verbal spell.
It says any ability check that requires hearing.
We could just smash the altar open and hope that, you know,
Just budget that way.
What's the statue in here?
Hmm? No, it's out in the courtyard.
Okay, that's out in the courtyard. Okay, good, we avoided that.
Yes, it's in the cloister.
Oysters.
Let's do it.
In the middle.
Vala? Yeah? Hunt for the keys, but don't go too far.
Mm. Okay.
I'm gonna just touch her face.
You can cast invisibility on her?
Cast invisibility on her.
Okay.
The one that can hear is probably the best one to stealth around.
Yeah. Okay.
Very true.
How long does deafen last?
Yes, don't know.
Long rest, probably.
Probably an hour.
Yeah.
Probably not even that, actually.
How long has it been out of cure?
Since the ringing of the bell? Like,
no, since we hopped the wall.
Since you hopped the wall, I mean, by the time you snuck around, I mean, it's been like 20, 30 minutes at most. Like, you still have tiny sentry for a bit of time.
Yeah. That's why I was there.
Because, like, don't forget, combat's, like, so quick, and moving around doesn't take very long. It's not huge. Like, you were actually, like, it's, I think each one of those squares is about 10 feet, so, on the mini-map. So it's actually not that bad.
Like, and the five that I saw, did any of them look like the guys that attacked us in the Temple of Hesper?
Yeah, they're all kind of the same stuff. Yeah, all kind of similar stuff. Okay, so, Quill, you open the door. You sneak out, and you can now see that the two robed figures that were leaning down the stairs have now moved and are now, like, walking and, like, looking down, like, they're kind of patrolling the balcony.
Are they going along this way?
Yeah, so they're kind of, like, moving up and down here. Basically, they're kind of patrolling along these sections. They're kind of looking down, almost as if they expect if somebody were to fight that they would be shooting spells down, basically.
Okay.
Nightfrost?
Yes?
Let's go bow form.
Very well, don't ask Lucius.
And you conjure this black bow of shaped ice with a thin line of mist as its bowstring.
Wow.
Bit of twang.
Very cool.
Yeah. Nice. It's very cool. Vala will sneak past you invisible.
Okay.
You have no idea where Vala is.
No idea at all. Okay. I guess she's gone. Should we start? I think if...
I would say... They're currently distracted. Quill, give me a stealth check.
One. Natural one.
What the fuck?
Cool. Let's do this. You open the door, and as you open it fully, whereas before you'd only kind of partially opened it, as you open it fully, it scrapes across the ground like the wood has warped
the wall.
Time.
I open it too far.
As the two robed figures, look over.
No!
Yeah, let's roll initiative.
Woo!
Natural 20.
Nice!
Roll it where it counts, eh?
I fucking rolled a 19 as well. Like, where was this?
I mean, we were going to kick the door open anyway. It was going to look cool.
Okay.
I mean, I was thinking more to sneak up behind them and try and take them down.
It's fine. We've got two.
But
we've got three very competent ranged people on the team.
I'm just gonna nudge Lucius at the back of the room and go, what? What happened?
As I pull my bow back, you nudge me, huh?
Shoots Quill on the back of the head. Headshot.
You're only deafened. Like, you've made it sound like you're just completely debilitated.
Yeah, but I can't tell
like
what's
like, your
going
intelligence
on.
Is zero.
I can't hear anything.
Yeah, but
you can't hear your own volume.
We have messages
either.
In your mind.
Yeah, we've been messaging.
Too many! Too many!
And you've just nudged Lucius and shot me in the back of the head.
It's not canon, come on. It's just downtime banter while Mark's rolling all his little dice.
Yeah, he has
all his little dice. Initiative for the monsters that you're about
his
to
His little
monsters.
Murder dice.
Ayla. Well, I call them monsters because they come out the monster manual. Ayla.
23.
Quill.
13.
Nova.
8!
Lucius.
Now I'm definitely
22, Sentry.
17!
And then Valor is not in the fight. Ayla, you were the first. Quill is in front of you, but you're second. You can easily just shove, like, get out of my way, Birdman!
Once I make the noise, like, I'm expecting Ayla to charge forward.
Annoyingly, don't have the church as a battle map, because I was thinking, like, they won't get to the church this week. I'll prepare the other rooms instead.
I mean, we don't have
next week.
We don't have too long left until
that's
the end
what
of the
I mean.
Episode,
next week, we'll have a cool map for
I will just barrel out, rage on my way, and smack one of them with a
You can easily get to the first one. The other one is on the other side, so you can only get to one right now in melee range. Okay.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Oh, but I mean, you're raging, aren't you?
No.
It adds to damage. Give me the full
14.
Attack roll.
14.
14 is enough. It
Yay!
Hits. Yeah, this guy's not wearing armor. He's just got robes.
Stupid ranged spellcaster.
9 with the hammer and then make a...
9 damage?
Yeah.
And then dexterity saving throw. That's a 1.
Zap!
You do the full set. So one massive hammer comes smashing in, and he's ready. He starts raising up his hands, and you can see his hands begin to conjure flames.
I'm so excited.
As you smash the hammer into him, you hear like one, like he barely takes the blow, probably like breaks or fractures part of his arm. Oh. He kind of like limps backwards, but the flames rush out of his hands. Can you make a dex saving throw, please?
Oh.
Cast Hellish Rebuke.
Hellish Rebuke. I know that spell. I miss it.
Same roll anyway.
Uh-oh.
What's that face?
11.
Oh, no.
11, 25.
What?
10, 8, 7.
Oh my god.
What is
how much? 20.
3d10s.
3d10s.
Pass it at second level.
How much did you say?
Holy 25 mackerel. Fire damage. Which
25
you don't,
which you don't fire
half
damage.
Because you don't half fire damage.
So I'm already half down.
Ooh. You think you got some healing slaps?
Big old yikes.
You got some healing slaps.
Ooh.
10.
What
I mean,
the fuck?
I got like that was like super good damage. I'm sorry. It's 5
that
of max
bullshit.
Damage.
Hey, it's not a blight.
He's down to one spell slot though. As the Ashbringer Warlock just engulfs you with fire as you slam into him. You can see that he's like like staggering.
I will
back
kill you!
Oh, God.
She's angry. I did 6 damage with my lightning though.
You moved. Woo-hoo. You bonus actioned, you actioned.
I did 6 damage with the lightning.
I run out. Note. I turn to the side with.
I'm making a note.
You're going to fire the bow.
The volume of that.
And try and
because you
tether
keep
him
looking at me every time I roll.
The one that Ayla's just injured.
No, the opposite.
Oh, on the
side.
Opposite side. Yeah, wait. Absolutely. So you're like, you fire at the one on the opposite side of the balcony.
So
who is like beginning to conjure flames in his hands to throw at Ayla.
So this is a hole.
Yes,
here.
That's like a big balcony hole.
12.
12 to hit. Does just hit.
Nice.
Just
there, got guard riding.
Tether him to the ground with ice.
Well, roll the short bow damage normally first, so you should have the stats for it all.
Oh, cool.
3.
Plus, like, roll the damage properly.
I did, 1d6.
Oh. You rolled a 1.
You rolled a 1, okay.
Plus 2. Plus 3.
Okay, sorry, my apologies.
Wow.
You can add numbers if you
so
want.
So 3 points of damage, yeah.
Yeah.
I like how he just
Does it not do extra damage? I thought my frost did cold damage.
Is that
so long
1d6 cold, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
1.
Okay, yep. Let's and then what's the effect on the tether shot?
It just says, twice per day, Night Frost can also attempt to tether an enemy it hits to the ground with ice.
Check the description on the item.
That's where it is. Okay. So as a bow, Night Frost is cool to the touch, has jagged, almost icy appearance, and trails a shadowy mist forming the bowstring.
It's probably on the bow form. Like, not in the
this is the bow form.
25 okay. Fire damage.
That's
shot.
Crazy town.
That would straight up take you out.
That would kill me.
That would kill you.
That would kill me.
This campaign.
I'd die. That kills the bird.
Bird is not the worst.
That's exactly lethal, actually,
exactly
for
lethal.
The bird.
Yeah, it's
nice.
Exactly lethal.
Can I shoot Quill?
Custom items are really fun.
Jesus Christ.
So.
Lay on hands time.
What are you looking for, sorry? Isn't this an entangling shot?
I didn't actually put it down, did I?
Oh, Mark.
That's really bad. I believe. It was going to work like Entangling Strike. Do you have that spell?
I've got Ensnaring Strike.
Yeah, can you just use that for the time being?
Yeah.
So give that to Trot.
But with iciness, you can...
Or like, show him what it does.
Ensnaring Strike, this is yours.
So, strength save throw, please.
So, and the DC on Night Frost
it's
is...
It's like 25.
It's not... Nice. Oh, we'll put it at 13 for now, because that's what I normally put magic item DCs at. So, strength saving throw, that's a fail.
Ooh!
So, what's the effect on Ensnaring Strike?
So the target takes 1d6 piercing damage at the start of each of its turns.
Mm-hmm. And also can't.
Strain.
And asks you to make a strength check against the spell save DC. On success, the target is freed.
Okay.
Just
cool.
Restrain there, basically.
Yeah.
Yep. And then he takes damage at the start.
Takes damage at the start, 1d6.
It'll be cold damage, yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of piercing damage, yeah. It will be. Okay, so Lucius, that was your go. Anything else?
No, we're just going to make way for everyone else to get out of the door.
Okay. From down below on the first floor, you begin hearing shouting, and you hear like, they're being attacked, get up there! And you begin to hear armored footsteps making their way towards the stairs leading up to the second floor, basically, as the militants would go... yeah, we'll say that they can kind of get vaguely there. So they're kind of, they're at the balcony leading up.
Oh, they're coming up to us?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's their go. Sentry. Tiny Sentry.
Tiny Sentry!
Go on, Tiny Sentry.
Cool. So how far away am I from the furthest away guy?
The furthest away guy is across the way. He's about 40 feet across, plus...
Well, he's also over the balcony as well.
Yeah, you'd have to move...
You mean the guy that's just around the corner?
No, the guy that's the opposite side.
Yeah, the one that Lucius just shot with the bow. Yeah, he's about 40 feet and he's further away. Okay, so and there's like a gap between you.
Yeah, he's a little too long for my flame lance, unfortunately.
That's what you were
doing. That's why I was going to flame lance that dude. Yeah.
And then the other, the one that Ayla is fighting is about 30 feet.
Okie dokie.
Are these guys within, how far are they at the moment?
So they'd be about 30 feet from...
From sentry or...
No, they'd be 30 feet from the doorway and then about, and then another 30 feet. So it's, yeah, they're about 60 feet away at this point. This will be easier when I draft up the full map. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
But imagine at the moment, it's kind of like you have this thin strip with the balcony from the secret door, the doorway to the roof.
Yeah.
You've got about 30 feet before it like hits the first person. And then the doorway is about another sort of like 30, 40 feet behind that, the stairs, sorry. So they've got a ways to get to you, but you've got a ways to get to them.
Mm, so sentry's probably only within range.
Melee range of the one that you're fighting, yes.
And I've got 25 feet on my movement,
yes,
so I can't.
Yes, because short range, you can't get to him.
So can I get to Ayla?
Yeah, you can get to Ayla. Okay. You can just basically get behind Ayla.
Can I get behind Ayla then?
Uh-huh.
And cure wounds on Ayla for 1d8?
Yeah, 1d8 plus your charisma modifier.
Yeah.
Yay.
Look at this, healing.
Charisma.
Yeah, look at that.
So that is a 7.
Seven? Yep. With your charisma modifier?
That's more healing charisma than I've ever done.
You are.
Yeah, perfect. 7 HPs.
Thanks.
I love having you there.
Bard cleric.
Can I also do lay on hands as a bonus action?
No, lay on hands is an action to use.
Okay, cool.
So you cast cure wounds, that's your action.
Nice. All right, cool.
Thanks, buddy.
Quill.
Okay, so...
Basically, I'm going to get round full of one round of combat, and then we'll probably stop, and then we'll pick this up next week.
Okay. I would like to Guiding Bolt the guy that is currently restrained.
Yep, on the other side. Yes.
So I should have advantage against him?
You do.
Cool.
So much advantage against this guy, if this works too.
11 plus, 15 plus. So
yeah, easily hits.
Nice. Level 1 Guiding Bolt is 4d6. I'm going to use this.
He loves this spell.
You dropped one out.
I'll count it. 6, 2, 8, 11, 13 Joe DiMaggio's.
13 Joe DiMaggio's. Blasts of radiant energy, bam, 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 slam into him as he's thrown backwards, but unable to completely move as this chain of ice binds him to the ground itself. He staggers for a moment, still conscious, but like looks over, calls out, he's like, Maester, they have a spellcaster! As he's like luring up,
Technically, well, yes, you know, you are.
Anything else on your go?
So that was an action. I don't have any bonus actions. Okay. I will...
Yeah, Bardic Inspiration, I think, is the only thing you can do. So
I'll let anyone who wants to run past me, run past me.
Okay. You just step to the side, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. So one militant at the start, one warlock, sorry, it's going to take 1d6 cold damage. Can you make that?
3.
So he takes 3 more. From the ice chains that begin freezing his body as he's kind of writhing against them. He does kind of break free of the tether at the end of his turn, but he's going to take the rest of the turn. I just rolled the save now.
Still have advantage against him because he's got being
guided bolt. Yes, yeah. Remember that. The next person to attack him has advantage.
Yes.
Both of them, so the one that you hit and hit you with a hellish rebuke, he is going to... Ooh, because you've got Sentry and Quill now behind you. He will bring up his hands and a cone of flame, which hits the three of you, and Lucius, technically, because he's poking his head out the door to shoot. Can you all make dexterity saving throws, please?
19.
Oh,
19.
I'll give you advantage because you're currently shrunk. Makes sense.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's the effects of the spell. Otherwise, I don't really see the point of reduce.
17 for me.
Okay.
11 for me.
8.
Okay, so Sentry Ayla, you're going to take half this damage. The rest of you are going to take full.
Uh-oh.
That's going to be...
The two weakest are taking full.
12 fire damage, so 6 for you two, 12 for you two.
That's not
as this pff, this burning, you know, cone of flame erupts from his hands.
Just half
and then
health.
He kind of seems to, like, go slack. The warlock across the way from you raises his hands up, and three rays of fire come blasting out of his hands.
Oh my god.
He will target, Lucius is kind of poking his head out. He'll go for Quill, Ayla, and Sentry.
Uh-oh.
So against Ayla, this is gonna be spell attack, so plus 4, 12?
No.
Okay, Quill?
Thank god.
22?
Maybe.
Sentry? 11.
Nope.
So oh, I hit the weakest one.
He's... But Sentry's running.
It's only 4 more fire damage.
Oh, okay.
It's mainly because you get 3 beams. That's why it's a second level spell.
He's got you, fam.
All right, so that's... And then he...
Was that just a fiery magic missile? Oh, no.
It was a Scorching Ray.
Scorching Ray.
So he kind of launches out the 3 beams. You know, Sentry raises a shield. The flames erupt around it. Ayla, I imagine that you just, like, bat the beam out of the way with a hammer, this giant head, like...
goes right through the glass window.
Hits Quill in the
face. Burns him as it does.
Probably.
And
it could have smashed through the stained glass window.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, when you guys were talking about that, you have ended up in the same room in a very similar situation. Okay.
Who's up next?
So, the last person to take their go, because what did Nova get?
I didn't.
8, know. It's actually Nova.
So what's the situation with the two guys?
So, like, you are, like, crammed behind Quill and Lucius in this little stairwell.
Lucius said that he would let people
yeah,
out.
So you can move past them, but, like, you're currently hidden. They don't know that you're there. That's why nobody's attacked you yet. But you, if you poke your head out, you can see that there's two warlocks. One across the way that's just broken free of the tether and launched the fiery hands. There's one next to Ayla, who she has hit but has then, you know, caused all these flames back. And then you can hear the sounds of armored footsteps coming up the stairs on the second floor.
Cool.
The only two you can see are the two warlocks, basically, right. These two here.
So, one nearest to Ayla.
Yep.
Can I cast Frostbite on him?
Sure. Yep.
So, you need to make a Constitution saving throw.
2.
DC 14.
3, technically, as a plus 1, so fail.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you take 3 cold damage and have disadvantage on the next weapon attack roll it makes before the end of your turn.
Oh my god, I'm going to have to remember that for next week.
Yeah, I'll write it down.
I've written it down as well. Okay, so you do that, you kind of reach out and this cold, creeping cold extends out from Tiangong's blade, this kind of crawling misty fog, and it begins coiling up his legs, freezing them in place. Not too painful, but enough to kind of cause him to yelp a little. From downstairs, you hear this armored road figure who's standing by the altar looks up and seeing at the top of the balcony you engaging this fight with, you know, two of his friends, his followers. He just calls out, like, be not disheartened, my brothers. We shall win this day. The purge, the cleansing will burn away all sin. And he's going to cast Mass Healing Word.
Whoa!
Whee!
Oh, Mass Healing Word?
Yup.
I want to be more like him.
It's too far.
When I grow up, I want to be a powerful cleric.
It's not a lot. But it's enough.
You haven't done a lot to that.
But it's on everyone, though.
Huh?
No, it's to his ally.
He targets the two.
Well, that's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, he targets the two creatures. Basically.
Yeah, but still, that's better than what I've got.
But
it's still cool, right? Let me just admire the guy for a sec before we kill him.
So evil, no. God damn it, do I love him.
When I grow up.
Would he do that? I don't think he can do that because I think that they're actually too far apart. Do you remember the rules? Does it have to be within 30 feet of each target?
I think it's like...
Is it not within
if anybody who's quicker can look it up on D&D Beyond, Mass Healing Word. Oh yeah, mine's updating, so I'm not going to find out anytime soon.
It not within 30 feet of him?
Don't
That's
worry.
What I need to know.
Chat is spamming it. It's a range of 60 feet.
60 feet, so it's anything within a 60 feet. Any
that is
creatures.
A bonus action, so he could have a whole other action.
Oh, he's got an whole other action? Oh,
hey,
Chris Trott! What a good boy!
Oh, my platinum boy? If he's golden boy.
In that case, he will target Ayla.
Fab.
Can you make a dexterity saving throw for Sacred Flame, I believe?
16
is enough. You don't take any damage as he tries to lash out with a white hot flame. And with that, that's the end of the round. We're going to stop this here.
And we have to stop it here, yeah.
And we'll pick it up next week as we jump straight back into combat inside Bright Flame Abbey's main church.
This has been
4 HP.
Are you four on HP. 4?
No.
How much are you on, Quill?
I am on.
You're on 9.
He's on 9.
Yeah. You're on 9. How much are you on?
25.
25, so half, pretty much.
Half.
That took half down.
41.
And you guys are in the belly of the beast. You're in the main church of Bright
Flame. We're in the bell end.
Woo! Goodbye. Thanks,
bye.
Sam.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Goodbye.
See you next week. Bye. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode. Remember to check out both D&D Beyond and Displate with the links in the episode description, and we'll see you on Monday for the next episode where we continue the fight against the Ashbringers. We'll see you then.